BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jasmine, I'm 14 and I'm from Mayfield in West Yorkshire. You might not know this, but I once completely embarrassed myself in front of Ed Sheeran. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott. Jasmine introduced the show today with her true life story.
You might not know this, but I once completely embarrassed myself in front of Ed Sheeran.
Jasmine, thanks for being on.
It's okay.
We also very much liked your answer machine message, which was tailored for us. Let's hear a bit of that now.
Hi, it's Jasmine. Yeah, if this is Radio 1 or anything about Scott Mills, then I do rely on a seat too. It's just like I'm in lesson at school. But if you leave a message, then I promise I'll get back to you. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, sweet. Thanks for doing that.
No problem.
It was just in case we called, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't want to miss you.
Okay, so tell me your Ed Sheeran story.
Right, well, I'm like a massive, massive Ed Sheeran fan. So one day I was just out shopping with my friend and I looked over the road and Ed Sheeran was there and I was so excited. And I kind of just like, you know, went a bit crazy. So I ran over to him and I don't even know what I did. I kind of screamed in his face and gave him a massive, massive hug. And then when I let go and I looked up at him, it wasn't really Ed Sheeran, it was this random ginger guy in the street. Oh, it was pretty awkward to be there.
Really awkward.
Yeah, really awkward. And then he had this girl next to him. I think it was his girlfriend. I don't think she was too happy that I just, you know, gave his boyfriend a big hug.
I quite like it that your initial instinct when you see a pop star is to go up, scream in their face, and then give them a massive hug.
Massive, massive Ed Sheeran fan, so.
So did you just go, ah, and hug him?
Yeah, pretty much.
He must have been a little bit confused.
Yeah, I think he was. I tried to explain after, but I don't know. I don't think he's too happy.
It's best to just move on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd do the same thing if you bumped into actual Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That hasn't put you off, has it?
No, not at all.
Are you constantly on the lookout for him everywhere you go?
Right,
you are, aren't you? Because I know what you mean. Like, I really like Chuck from Gossip Girl, and I know he's not just going to be randomly hanging around in Reading. But every time I go out, I'm like, oh, maybe I will see him. And like everyone who looks a bit like him, I have to kind of go and look a bit closer to see if it is him.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Just in case he is in H&M in the Oracle.
Well, yeah, you don't know, do you? And also, if it was them, and then you just walked on, you'd have totally missed your opportunity.
I know.
All right, well, good to speak to you, and thank you so much for opening the show today. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Do you want to be on tomorrow? You can introduce the show at 1 o'clock. Emails, please. We need some new show introducers. Send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your name, age, most importantly, phone number, and fascinating fact about yourself.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Damn, I miss Becky doing 212. Can you play us a bit? Sadly, no time, but...
it destroyed itself.
It is on Monday, Scott Mills Daily, if you want to get Becky Rapp's Azealia Banks in your life. Richard, on Twitter, claims to have taken today off work to hear Becky Rapp.
No.
He says...
Save your holiday for good stuff.
He says, chisel my nizzle, Becky. Chisel it like you mean it. Right, Becky Rapp's next. On the show today, at 1:45...
I'm trying to work out if that's innuendo bingo.
I think
not.
It's fine. All right. You might want to check that. You know what it's like? It's quite a sunny day in London today. Hello, if it's snowing where you are. Weird. It's April. But yeah, it's quite sunny in London. And anywhere where the first bit of sunshine strikes, all the outdoor tables everywhere are taken. You can't get an outdoor table in the pub, cafe, restaurant. Every bit of outside space, outside somewhere sociable, is automatically taken.
Even if people are sat there shivering their bums off.
Yeah.
But also, the thing I don't understand is why you want to sit outside in London is that in most places where the outside seats are, you're then just sat next to a massively busy road.
Yeah.
And the bus, like, comes so close to you, like when you're drinking your hot chocolate.
The amount of times I've sat on a curb in London.
Yeah.
Just buses splashing me from the previous rain.
And it's so loud.
Yeah. I mean, in London, people, like, I've sat by bins before just because it's outside, you know?
Lush.
Yeah, some real nice smell. Anyway, today we are sending Chris out with some new techniques to get that prized outdoor seat today because it's gone past 10 degrees in London. There are loads of people sat outside. But Chris, I'm going to make you get that seat today.
Yeah.
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 The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Becky Raps. You're on. Good luck, everybody. Go.
Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get away. They say what they're gonna say. Have a drink, click, find the Bud Light. Bad like me is hard to come by. The Patron on, let's go get it on. The zone on, yes, I'm in the zone. It's a 2-3, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all my money and don't give two. This month, I owe that. But who you want and who you like, that's our life. There's no end in sight. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Now, everybody, let me hear say Ray, Ray, Ray. Now, spend all your money, because today, payday. And if you're a G, you're a GGG. My name is, you can call me Becky.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ben and Chris fitting carpets in Basingstoke say Rockefeller Records, sign this girl up immediately. I liked it, but I think you need to up your game a bit. We're on day three now. As much as I enjoyed the Nicki Minaj.
If I said that to you about some of your Only Blue Fridays and back in the day, you'd have had me off.
They're off now.
Had me off the show, not...
Colin Sheffield. When Becky does these raps, it just shows how much nonsense they actually rap. Yeah, especially Pitbull. What was that about yesterday? What's he on about? In Cuba.
Their big old boobs.
Yeah, in Cuba. Bollas. Becky Raps tomorrow. What are you thinking? I think we should turn it up a bit. Maybe some Busta Rhymes, some Twister. Let me know what you think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Jack.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
Southampton.
Okay, you working today?
Yeah.
How can I help?
I reckon Becky should do Plan B.
What, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
That's the new one we just played?
Yep.
That is quite a challenge to learn in a day, don't you think?
Nah, put it on repeat and just keep going at it, and especially with a West Country accent as well.
Is this something that you've done before? It sounds like you have.
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, people do. One of my friends sets a rap challenge with himself and his girlfriend to see who can do it, and then they just give each other presents and stuff. It's quite weird.
See, my girlfriend gets annoyed with me because I listen to Pro Green all the time.
Yeah. Do you try and rap it?
Whenever it comes on, that's it. Turn it up and I'm rapping away.
Yeah, you see, everyone does it. Well, not everyone, but quite a lot. thanks for that suggestion. I reckon it's going to take more than a day. What are you saying, Becky?
I'm saying it appears that Becky Raps is trending in the UK.
Ah!
I didn't.
Go on, give Plan B a go.
Give him a go.
I'll try. I don't know if I can learn it by tomorrow, but I'll definitely try it in the next week or so.
Epic.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Now, have you ever wanted to get a seat, maybe on the bus or the train on the way home from work or college or school? And they're always busy and you just think, well, how can I get it? Maybe you've always wanted that prized seat outside the pub or the restaurant or the cafe on a nice day. Chris is out on the streets next with some alternative ways of getting that amazing seat.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Becca, you can never get a seat on the train home, can you, every night?
No. So I just go and stand in the bar with all the men.
Yeah, and that's where you tweet the train goss.
Yeah, hashtag train goss. Yeah. I don't think it's just men only in the bar, because no one's ever tried to chuck me out, but I am more often than not the only girl in there.
Yeah.
Still yet to have been bought a drink.
Well, you like to hear other people's conversations.
I do, yes.
Yeah. And also, well, you just can't get a seat.
It's where all the action is, the train bar.
Yeah, that's where
it's at. I don't do it through choice. It's because I can never sit down.
And today in that London, it's quite sunny, which is weird because in a lot of the UK, it's snowing today. But everyone, as soon as it gets to a certain temperature and the sun is out, everyone wants that outdoor seat. And at this time of day, lunchtime, you haven't got a chance, especially around here. There is not a chance you'll get that seat. Or can you? Hello, Chris.
Hello.
So, you're outside on the actual streets.
I am, yeah. I'm just by a popular coffee house at the moment.
So the idea, Chris, is to persuade someone to give up their seat for you, because people don't generally do that around here, do they?
Yeah.
Not in that London. You have to be about, what, 9 months pregnant before anyone...
14 months pregnant, it is.
Yeah, before anyone would even consider it.
Mm. All right.
Okay, so what can you see now?
So I'm just sort of opposite this coffee shop at the moment. There's a couple of tables there. There's a table with two lads just sitting having some lunch. We'd go for them, maybe.
But all the tables are busy, yeah?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so you've seen these lads. I want you to approach them.
Right.
Because you need a seat. And I'll tell you why.
Go on, then.
Because you have got terrible wind.
All right. We'll give this a go. What am I saying? Just terrible wind?
Is this what you use, Scott?
I find it does help. Well, it clears the area, generally.
I don't think this is going to work, but we'll give it a go, yeah?
Go for it.
Approaching the lads. We'll have to go covert on this one. Sorry, lads, can I have that seat? I've got terrible wind. Cheers. Thank you. Sorry. Oh.
So Chris has made someone get up and give him their seat because he's got terrible wind.
Awkward.
What, so one of them has stood up and you've just joined their table?
Yeah, they are, they're with me right now.
So you're sitting down with one of them at the table while the other one is now standing up?
Are they eating?
Not anymore.
Maybe ask them a question. When was the last time they had terrible wind?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been through a few wind lately. Oh, it's a nightmare, isn't it? Oh.
I don't think I'd say anything either in that situation.
It's just a bit awkward, isn't it?
Mm.
Sorry, lads. Right. Yeah, they're off.
Are you out?
They've left?
Yeah. I was going to tell you to get up and go.
Awesome,
no,
you see?
I've now taken their table.
This is how you get a table, right? The much sought-after outdoor table.
That's really bad.
You've got a whole table now, right?
I feel bad because they've taken their lunch with them and they're now moving away.
Well...
I can't believe that works. Oh, bless them. They're actually...
Away from you, Windy Bottom.
I think we should try some other ones.
Yeah.
There's a cafe across the road.
Yeah.
With much more people.
Shall oh, I yeah. Go? Let's go there.
As long as that's not where they've just gone to...
to escape you.
Yeah.
They've gone in the other direction.
We're going to need a different excuse now, Scott.
Yeah,
have you got any more?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to cross the road. It's the cafe with the complicated orders.
Oh, yeah. Stressful at the best of times.
Okay, well, head in there, and then I'll give you some... some things to say that you can never get a table there. Stay there, Chris. We'll speak in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, it is trending worldwide. Number one, Becky Raps, by the way. Weird. Kerry says to get a seat, she used to ask people to budge up because she had to breastfeed her baby. Normally, if a boob's involved, people do move out the way.
What, are you suggesting that I just get my boob out on the train on the way? Then no one's going
to...
Well, actually,
no, you have to have a baby there as well.
Oh, right.
But these are some handy tips on how to get a seat anywhere when there are none free. I hope you're all making notes because this will get you that seat anywhere, especially the outdoor one. Right now, I'm going to have Chris get one of those much sought-after seats at a busy cafe. Where are you now, Chris?
Just waiting for the green man. There's a couple of briefcase businessmen outside.
That sounds perfect to me.
Or I can go for the pleasant couple sharing a Diet Coke. What would you like?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I think briefcase.
He's reading the paper and he looks hard. What should I do?
Yeah, him.
Oh. I would have said the couple.
Right.
I'm genuinely not so sure about this one.
Right, so is he sat outside now?
He is. He's reading the paper.
What's he drinking?
He's
got a large coffee and an empty plate, but Scott, it looks hard, man. I'm not sure this is such a good move.
On his own, yeah?
Yeah.
Go for it. Okay. Right, what are we going to tell him to say?
Okay, I want you to approach him and say, do you mind if I sit here, okay?
Yeah.
I've just caught myself in my flies. It's a good excuse. You need a seat, Chris.
Go on, do it. Just quickly.
What am I saying? Do you mind if I sit here? What?
I've just caught myself in my flies.
It's really painful.
Right, I'm going in.
Go. Good luck.
Sorry, do you mind if I sit here? I've just caught myself in my flies. Cheers. Can't believe how much this hurts, mate. It's ridiculous.
So he's given you his seat?
Looking at me.
But you've got his seat.
Oh, no.
Did you say anything?
No. This one's not going quite as well, actually.
In what way?
Sort of staring at it, innit?
What about the couple that were sat next to him with the Diet Coke?
I'm leaving this one, then.
Yeah, I
don't think this is going to end well.
Where's the couple?
Ah, cheers, mate. Thank you. just around the corner.
Yeah, yes. Do them.
What am I saying?
Okay. I've got another one for you. So it's a table outside. So it's just them sat there, yeah?
They're sharing a Diet Coke.
And they look, are they a couple in love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's not a date. But then why would you go to this cafe for a date? That would be rubbish, wouldn't it?
Okay, so here's the thing with the couple.
The awkward thing with this one is they're sat on either side of the table, so the chair that I would be taking is in the middle of both of them.
That is perfect. So just ask, do you mind if I sit here?
Yeah.
Just say that your piercing is really playing up.
My what?
Piercing.
Piercing?
Yeah.
Either side of them, though, there's two empty tables. So I think they're going to wonder why I'm not just...
No, it's fine.
I'll go in if you want.
Yeah, but that's your favourite chair. That's the only one that'll help you.
That's where you always sit.
My piercing's playing up.
Yeah, your piercing's playing up down there. Say that.
Oh. I'm going in.
Okay, good luck.
Sorry, do you mind if I take this chair? My piercing's playing up. Nightmare. You don't mind if I sit here, sorry. Is that right?
Now go into some detail about the piercing.
Oh. Piercing's played up.
Down there.
Oh, no. I think I'm going to have to leave.
Are you sat in between them?
I think they might be leaving now, actually.
Oh, you've got a table again! Are they going?
Yeah.
Just go into some more detail about the piercing and how painful it was.
They're sort of walking away.
They're gone.
My piercing hurts. Oh, no, other people. I've got to go.
Okay, leave.
I got a table, though, so...
Oh, result again.
Result.
You can never get those tables. Right, just go. Leave. Run.
I'm leaving now.
Very wise. See, it does work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So please do take these tips away with you and learn them. If you ever need that seat on a train, on a bus, or, you know, outside a cafe, just remember, say...
Sorry, lads, can I have that seat? I've got terrible wind. Cheers.
Works every time.
I'm trying to get the others for you. But
you will get that seat. Will in Swansea's been on. He says, trust me, I've had that piercing. You can't even move when it's playing up, let alone sit down. Here's another one for you. Use this next time you need that seat.
Sorry, do you mind if I sit here? I've just caught myself in my flies. Cheers.
They generally walk away, even if it's a couple. And the seat will be yours.
Go
on.
I was going to say, does that work for girls as well or not so much?
I don't know.
Sorry, do you mind if I take this chair? My piercing's playing up. Nightmare.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got a problem, which I may have had for years, but it's become quite evident of late. And it's something that I don't know how to really sort.
Okay.
I'm getting really sloppy with food.
Right.
And it's not even necessarily messy food. Every time I eat now, it goes all round my mouth and on my clothes. And I don't remember it being a problem before, but now it's happening every single meal. I had some porridge earlier. Someone was like, you've got a bit there.
It's nice when they tell you, though, because I hate it when you spot a bit afterwards and you're like, oh, God, have I had that on my face for the last 4 hours?
Last night I had a chicken breast. There's no juice or anything, sauce to get. Someone like, got just a bit by your nose.
Of chicken?
Yes.
Do you get it and stick it on?
I don't know what I do. Maybe I'm eating in the wrong way. Maybe I'm chewing incorrectly. I mean, Chris just ordered some chicken noodles in this kind of juice. Well, now, that anyone's going to spill that.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's hard to eat, isn't it? It's a real mission.
I've had to wipe mayonnaise off you before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, no. What happened there?
Do you not remember?
No.
I didn't think you would.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, like that, was it?
We were eating some chips in the pub and I was like, oh, Scott, and you had it like all up your cheek.
That time...
And then I spoke to the one that doesn't speak and he went, oh, has he got to that stage where he's got the food all over his face?
See?
Like, yeah.
You've all been talking about it.
Can you send him home, please?
You've all been talking about it behind my back. That's how bad
it is. That was an exception because you'd had a few drinks, I thought.
That's a bit weird that you're sort of cleaning up after him,
innit? He couldn't do it. He didn't know what he was doing.
Just a small serviette to the face.
Yeah.
And send him home.
I didn't lick it. I didn't do that thing where you, like, spit on it first and then do the wine.
Like your mum. Come here. Yeah. Come here. I mean, obviously, look, the chicken noodle thing is acceptable. I mean, look at my top now.
It's
soaked in noodle juice.
Yes.
But obviously, you have to crouch over the bowl, don't you, like that, to try and eat those. It's not a good look for anybody.
So what do you need? A bib?
Well, I know loads of people are going to be like, well, get a bib. Well, I'm not going into Mothercare and buying a bib. Is there some kind of adult bib you can get, do you think?
I know what you need.
What?
You know, like, when people eat those... What's that fish in the restaurant? The big pink... The
salmon.
Posh people have it.
Salmon.
Like, no, it's big and it's got the claws. Like a massive prawn.
Crab.
No, I can't remember.
Longestine.
Lobster.
Oh, get you.
And you get the... they make you dress up like a baby with like loads of like plastic sheeting. Have you never seen anyone eat this in a restaurant?
No.
It's crazy. Like
they make you dress up like a baby to eat.
I've never had it. But
lobster.
You get these aprons.
No, you don't.
You do.
You telling me there's a lobster apron?
Yeah, you get like a little apron thing and you tie it around the back and then people just go for it. It's like all over your face.
I'm considering just wearing a bin bag at all times. And then
That's it. That's like one of these lobster thingies.
God, who are you hanging out with lately?
No, that was it.
Just put on the lobster apron.
I think it was when I went to Cornwall once.
All right. I have this problem. My friends want me to get a baby bib, says somebody. My housemate has a special tendency to trap snacks in her eyebrows and eyelashes. Oh. You are not alone. That's from Lara, revising. Kirsty says, I cannot eat a single meal without spilling it on myself or in my hair.
How do you even manage that?
It's a nightmare. Well, we do. And I'm having a real problem with it because it makes me look like I can't eat food. And I really can't.
Do you ever find, like, Rice Krispies in your, like, chest hair?
Oh, my
God. Like Mr. Twit?
Yes. Can I just say?
You are Mr. Twit, aren't
you? Yes, I am. Real life.
Do you save bits in your, like, facial hair for later?
I'll have that later.
Yeah.
When I told you that I boshed the large popcorn the other night when I was watching Hunger Games, I would say 50% of that was in my chest hair. Honestly. The Scott Mills Daily. Seriously, don't make me send emails, Becky, if you don't know how to recall them immediately afterwards. There's just been an office incident, which is not good. Do you want to explain what's going on? Because this is awful.
Something happened in the basement toilet. I sent an email saying, please don't do this. You sent an email to me saying...
Sorry, that was me.
Accidentally replying all saying, sorry, love, that was me, and now we can't work out how to recall it.
You should have said that you don't know how to recall emails, because now the whole building thinks I did that awful thing in the loo. It's not even me, everybody. This is awful. Radio 1 lol office pranks getting out of hand. You should have said to me, I don't know how to recall the emails.
We've got a new system, we've got Office 10 now.
Well, now...
I don't know how to do it.
An email's gone out to everyone at Radio 1 and One Extra saying, sorry, love, that was me.
Does that include all the management as
Yes, everybody knows about it, and it wasn't me. I'm not the phantom person that does that.
But you said it. Why did you apologise if it wasn't you?
Because you told me to.
But
it was supposed to be... You did, though.
There's no written proof that I did that.
No, there isn't.
All we've got is an email saying, sorry, love, that was me.
Love.
Sorry, love. It's like the emails from me yesterday. Subject, love. The Scott Mills Daily. Innuendo bingo. It happened yesterday on the show, and it will now happen every Tuesday and Thursday at 1:45 on this show. Double your bingo. Double your fun. That's Chris Brown. Another one by him. If you've not heard it or seen it before, Becky and Chris put water in their mouths and then have to keep the water in, or alternatively spit it out, which they normally do, when we play them some innuendo-ridden clips. If you see anything on the radio, or hear anything on the TV that you think, ooh, then send it in to me, because we have double the amount of innuendo bingo now. So anything you see that could be interpreted as a little bit dodgy sounding, send it in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us what programme it was on, roughly a time, and we'll find it. And then you can watch and listen to Innuendo Bingo every Tuesday and Thursday at 1:45. And watch it on the website as well, live, as it's happening. Loads of people loving doing that yesterday. If you missed the bingo from yesterday afternoon, here's a little recap. Right, lads?
I'm going to start with the lovely fresh book I've got in my hand, which is your new book out called Cozy Cat's Cottage PLC.
That's right. Yes.
Fascinating title to start off with. Tell
me
about
that. Well, the PLC of that title actually stands for Pussy Loving Care.
In new DJs we trust with Julio Bashmore.
That's not one, is it?
I don't even think
that's
one.
Is that DJ? A new DJ?
Levine and Nipple.
This is one ball you're going to want to lick out.
Truth is, I bottled it.
Did you tell Russell that you weren't going to do it? Did you tell him that you were pulling out, Mr. Swallow?
Plaster and washed his knob.
That's
not washed his knob.
What is that?
Go swan again, bowls. Jam your mouth forward, bat and pan together. Well, it's actually, all joking aside, not very nice down there now because the sun is setting. It is low in his eye. He's got a floppy on.
And Democrat strategist Hank Shankoff is here.
Did you tell him that you were pulling out, Mr. Swallow?
Quality entertainment from the BBC, happening every Tuesday and Thursday at 1:45. You can listen to it on Radio 1. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website, live as it's happening. God, it's Wednesday already, which means we've got more bingo tomorrow at 1:45. So if you'll be in your lunch break, get to a computer, get your laptop on, and you can watch the water being spat. Got any clips to send me? That would be good. We need more. Send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mwah, hello, this is Scott Mills. What was that weird noise I made then? I think I nearly went to say, morning, it's Scott Mills. That's next week. Yes, that's right. We're doing this show for a whole week on our new time slot before we move to the Chris Moyles show for a fortnight. Don't be confused. It's just Radio 1, isn't it? Okay, it's time for show and tell, where one of us comes along and shows us something, and then tells us about it so we can learn. Been loads of great show and tells we've done before, and today it's Chris's turn. What have you got, Chris?
My show and tell is a bit of a history lesson, almost.
Cool. Okay.
It's this really famous bloke who I'd never heard of before, but he's representing UK in Eurovision.
Yes, he is. Now, I know this because I'm going to be flying to Azerbaijan, if anyone knows what it's like, let me know, in May, to host the Eurovision semi-finals for BBC Three. So I'm aware of this man already, and I've already set up a dinner date with us and him, as you heard on yesterday's show.
Date.
That was my subject in the email, to Becky.
Put May 16th in your diary for dinner with Engelbert.
Just wanted to get to know him before I present the Eurovision coverage. So we are going to dinner with Engelbert. Are you in for that?
I'm very keen. But I think the reality of what will happen on that day with Engelbert Humperdinck... I'm sorry, I'd never heard of him before, so I've had to do some research.
Reality is...
The reality is that you won't turn up.
You'll
make some excuse and cancel, and poor Becky will be left on her own. So it will actually be a date.
With the 74-year-old crooner.
But I didn't know anything about him, so I thought I'd go do some research.
Well, I know that he's quite famous. He was really famous here, I think, in the 70s, and I think he still is famous in a lot of the kind of Eastern Bloc countries, and he used to be known as the King of Romance. That's all I know.
Is he hot?
For someone of that age, I would say yes.
Will I like him on this date, or...?
He's 74.
But is he hot, though?
Don't... for, like I said, for a man of that age, yes. Anyway, what are you saying?
Well, I found out that his name's not actually Engelbert Humperdinck.
Get out.
It's not. His real name, weirdly, is Arnold George Dorsey. Oh. And he's changed it to Engelbert Humperdinck. That's like his... Is that how
Why
you say
you
it?
Do that?
Yeah.
Why do you think he chose that?
Showbiz, isn't it? What would your name be if you had to change it?
Oh, I think I'd have less syllables. I'd just be like Sarah Smith.
Or... That's less syllables.
Sut.
Yeah.
Who's called Sut?
Well, you asked for less syllables.
That's just stupid.
Anyway, it's not his real name.
No, he's not, but he's representing UK for Eurovision, so I feel like I should get behind him.
Well, it was up to you. We've got a whole dinner.
That's one.
Well, no.
Okay.
But so... I really want to support him, and apparently this song that I've got you is his most famous song.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, obviously, a lot of people will be watching Eurovision that won't know who Engelbert is. So, I like your show and tell. It's introducing us to this guy who had hits probably
before
when you're,
we were all born.
Before your, well, maybe your mum or your gran used to listen to him. So tonight, if you're seeing your gran or your mum, say, "Do you know Engelbert Humperdinck?" Because he's going to be all over the place come Eurovision.
Mm.
So this is his biggest hit.
Apparently, this is his biggest song.
Okay, can we hear it now? This is very much in the style of what he's doing at Eurovision this year, if you've heard it.
She flies so gracefully over rocks and trees and sand, soaring over cliffs and gently floating down to land. She proudly lifts her voice to sound her mating call, and soon her mate responds by singing, "Call, call, call, come. Lesbian seeker, settle down and rest with me. Fly with me, lesbian seeker, to my little nest by the sea.
Sure, this is his most famous song.
I think so, yeah. Lesbian Seagull, isn't it?
I thought he was singing Lesbian Singer.
It's definitely Lesbian Seagull.
That makes so much more sense.
Right, so he is the king of romance, and he is our Eurovision entry this year. It was Blue last year, so they were very popular also in Europe. But apparently Engelbert is all over that continent, so we could do well, and we want him to do well because he's representing us in Eurovision this year.
Come with me, lesbian seeker, settle down and rest with me. Oh, fly with me, lesbian seeker.
Awesome. Some people are saying no points. No, this isn't his Eurovision song. This is his most famous song, Lesbian Seagull.
But is this how people used to romance each other in the 70s?
I've no idea.
Was it like a term of endearment? Instead of sweetheart, it was Lesbian Seagull.
Beautiful song, though. And in the evening, oh, I'm not sure I want to know. They watch the setting
sun. I'd love to hear a remix of this.
Screaming
like Benga.
I'd like him to serenade me with this over the table of a pizza restaurant.
I've just looked as well. You can get this on iTunes.
Can you?
Yes. So this year's Eurovision entry for the UK and today's show and tell from Chris.
You and me.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Apparently the women loved him.
Oh, yeah.
And all his fans were called Humperdinckers. You know, like the Kessels with One Direction.
Yeah, Barbs, Monsters, and Humperdinckers. Catchy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, it's your daily dose of Oh, What's Occurring? Play along. There are Scott Mills points in it for you. And your old Scott Mills points from our previous show are still redeemable, so... still every chance of getting that speedboat eventually. Becky has 10 Scott Mills points. Chris has 5 Scott Mills points this week. Please keep a note of how many you have, because obviously I can't do it for all the listeners. That would be a service. But I can't. So write it down in your phone or on a post-it note or whatever. Just put it next to your computer at work or put it in your diary, because I cannot be responsible for how many you have. And don't cheat, because I will find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Yay, Stupid Street is back.
Oh, yes.
Haven't been on Stupid Street for a while. How environmentally friendly are you?
Reasonably, I would say.
You got a recycle bin?
I have, yes.
Chris?
Yeah, reasonably so. Yeah. Do my bit.
Yeah, me too. I get a bit confused sometimes.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, without going into a long story, the other day I had a can of baked beans, and there were 2 beans left in the tin. Can I put that out? Still got food in it. Do I have to scrape every single bean out of the can?
I would think so, yes.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But I'm sure it won't be rejected for 2 beans.
I don't want it to be rejected because I'm trying to do my bit. But I just only realised that there were 2 beans in there at the end, so... Anyway, so we went onto Stupid Street and we asked them, what do you do to be more green? I will give you 3 guesses each. If any of your guesses are in there, you can have 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right. What do the people of Stupid Street do to be more environmentally friendly, Chris?
So I've got to think like a stupid person.
Just what they would say on the street.
I'm going to say use less toilet paper.
Yes.
Fly less.
That's quite a sensible one, isn't it?
Yes.
And use cars less. That's quite sensible as well, actually.
Becky?
I'm going to say use less water and eat less meat because of cow farts.
What?
No, that is something, isn't it? I thought that was a real thing.
A cow's ruining the environment with farting.
Apparently, that's a rumour. That's so what I heard.
Surely you eat more meat then?
No, you eat less. Do you?
And then there'll
eat
be more cows,
milk.
Won't there?
Oh, I've been cutting down on meat and
no,
dairy.
No, you're not wrong. Helping. You're not, you're doing not helping bit. At all.
But surely the more cows there are, the more... there are.
Well...
So the more cows there are, the more I've got to eat them.
Yeah.
There's only so much meat I can take.
And you were cutting down there, and tonight you're going to be having
That's
a meat
not
feast.
One. That's not one. It's not on innuendo bingo.
What's your third answer, please?
Watch more Jeremy Kyle.
How does that work?
Keeps you off the streets, driving your car
okay.
and stuff, so it's like a kind of a big chain of events that
sure.
ultimately leads to you being more environmentally friendly.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked the people of Stupid Street, how environmentally friendly are you, and what do you do to be more green?
So what are you doing to be more green?
Are you talking metaphorically? Alright, cool. For real.
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you do to be more green?
Use deodorant.
You don't use deodorant?
I do use deodorant. Yeah, I use deodorant.
Oh, no. What are you doing to be more green?
I guess I'm eating too much.
You're eating too much?
Yeah, I guess.
You look fine to me.
Well.
I turn off the switches.
Which ones?
Well, the ones that are on, because they annoy me.
Okay, well, any in particular that annoy you?
I don't know. Because you know when switches are on and you're like, oh my God, it's using up electricity, so I've got to turn it off.
Yeah, I get that as well. What are you doing to be more green?
As you can see, this...
What is that?
That is a man bag.
A man bag?
Yeah.
And how is that more green? So what are you doing to be more green?
Just putting rubbish in a bin. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it?
A bin, basically.
Yeah, just one bin that holds everything. Plastic, metal, you name it. Copper.
I use that deodorant a lot. Like sparingly. But I guess I could use it less or something.
What are you doing to be more green?
Wearing non-animal shoes, I guess.
Normal shoes?
Non-animal shoes.
Non-animal shoes?
Yeah. Just going all green and stuff.
Did you used to wear animal shoes?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
And how were they?
Comfortable.
What am I doing to be more green? Oh, that is a well tough question. Turning my hairdryer off when I'm using it.
What? Was that Pixie Lott?
What?
Does sound like Pixie Lott. Did I hear that right?
What am I doing to be more green? Oh, that is a well tough question. Turning my hairdryer off when I'm using it.
That's a skill.
That is Pixie Lott.
Do you think?
Yeah,
it does sound like her, yeah.
Yeah.
So her hair dries off, but she's using it. That's awesome.
Turning my hair dryer off when I'm using it.
Yeah. That was a hard question, though.
Oh, that is a well tough question.
So she's got it there. It's on her hair, but it's not on. Therefore, she's saving the environment.
That must take her ages.
I know.
Oh, that is a well tough question.
I like this one.
I use that deodorant a lot. That sparingly.
He uses a lot, but sparingly.
Mm, doing his bit there, isn't he?
That's absolutely fine. He's doing his bit, definitely.
You smart. Don't use deodorant?
I do use deodorant. Yeah, I use deodorant.
Oh, no.
Okay, good. And I think this guy's a bit confused about the question.
What are you doing to be more green?
I guess I'm eating too much.
You're eating too much?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you more confused than when we started? Because I am.
I'm a little bit. So I'm just trying to top up if any of yours were in there.
I think Becky was close with her meat thing, but I don't think that counts.
No, that does not count. No points, sorry. Becky still has 10, Chris has 5. More next.
Oh! What's occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're in the middle of Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh! What's occurring?
After this Save the Planet special, we all going to stop wearing animal shoes now?
Mm-hmm.
My zebras are off as of now.
These horseshoes have been annoying for ages.
I know.
Such an effort to get on every day.
You need to stop wearing those guinea pig trainers as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And also remember, when you're dyeing your hair, everyone, don't have the hairdryer on. Save the planet. Next up, it's a simple missing words round. It's like a mini pop quiz. Are you keen?
Keen.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay, I'm going to play you some songs that you've heard a lot on Radio 1 or just generally. And we've bleeped out one word. It's a small Oh, What's Occurring pop quiz for a Wednesday. I just need to know what the missing word is, or missing words. There might be more than one. 10 points for each one you get right, and you can both have a guess each. Okay, let's go.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is your first song with a missing word. But what is it? I want you to know and know and know. All of them motherfucking walk away. Chris.
Oh.
I think I know this. Boys.
Becky.
Can I hear it again? I want you to know and know and know. All of them
motherfucking walk away. Oh, that is a well tough question.
It is! I'm going to say guys if Chris thinks it's boys.
Chris says boys. Becky says guys. Let's find out. Yes, Chris!
To me, yes.
Yes, boys is the correct answer. Next one, what's the missing word? Katy Perry there, but what's the word? Again. What are you saying?
Turn.
I'm going to go shook.
Oh, I think he's right. I'll stick with turn. I think Chris is right.
Let's find out. You rip me off, your love was deep, was always ripped, so no points there for either of you. Wow. Next. Put it in all of the papers. I'm not afraid. Read on about it. Read on about it. Oh. Anybody?
They.
They.
I'm going to say go.
go.
I think it's they. They.
Right. Want to hear it again?
Yeah, go on in. Put it in all of the papers.
I'm not afraid. F***ing read on about it. What are you saying?
They.
Sticking with your answer?
They.
Yes! 10 points each on this round. Here is the decider. Here we go.
Well, you know you make me wanna sh-
What's the word?
Shout.
Yeah, obviously.
Shout. Set in less West Country accent. Shout.
I'll let you hear it once more.
You know you make me wanna sh.
Oh, that is a well tough question.
We're all saying shout, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout.
Yes!
Yes!
So, you both have 20 Scott Mills points to add to the list this week.
Result.
That was 10 each, was it?
20 each.
20 each, yes. 10, that's what I meant. 20 each, like I said. Congratulations.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.